See, and then my dear respected brothers, let us not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Let us not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Let us turn towards Almighty Allah. Shaitan tries to mislead us in two ways. One way he tries to mislead us is, you can do whatever you want, Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. You can do whatever you want, Allah will forgive you. That is the wrong way also. Because no, Allah Ta'ala together with being merciful also can punish you for the deeds that you have done. See, it is, I mean, do you think Allah will treat two people equal? One who eats haram, puts up the best of homes, buys the best of cars, and he exploits people, he takes interest, and that one other person whose children are coming to him and said, Abba, we want to buy this, but I don't have enough money. I only can earn that much. I can't buy you this particular thing. But my friends got it. I can't give it to you. I'm only earning this much. He gets opportunities to earn haram. He says, no, this is haram. I can't earn my money in this particular way. And then he learns to live with whatever Allah has given, even if it is little. Do you feel the two people are equal in the eyes of Allah? أَمْ نَجَلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَالْمُفْسِدِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ نَجَلُ الْمُتَّقِينَ كَالْفُجَّارِ Is the one who fears Allah equal to the one who transgressed the laws of Allah? How can it be equal? Surely it can't be equal. So this particular attitude, I will do anything I want, Allah will forgive me. It's a very, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. But saying, I will commit guna, and I will commit sin, because Allah is forgiving, is like, as the Shaykh al-Hadith saying, putting my hand in the fire. And when people say, how can you put your hand in the fire, you're going to burn. I got a very good ointment which cures burns. Very good ointment. You know, it's so good that even if I burn, it will cure me. Will you do anyone do that? You put that ointment in case you burn. Allah is Ghafoor Rahim in case you commit guna. Not deliberately go and act guna. So I got an ointment, I'm going to put my hand in the fire. In case my hand comes in the fire, I will use the ointment. In case I commit guna, then I will ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive me. Not that I will deliberately go and commit guna and say Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. In another way he misleads us is when he says Allah will never forgive your guna. When a person comes to that stage, then he says, let me do whatever I want. Let me do whatever I want. Allah won't forgive me. And many times people say, I'm already halfway there, let me just go full way, aliyadhu billah. You know, that is the wrong way. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Brothers, as I come to the end of this talk, I'll never take another 5 or 10 minutes. I'm sorry I've taken more time than what I intended. Look at this verse, brothers. Let us look at this verse very, very carefully. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ O my bondsmen who have done wrong upon your soul. I want to see a teacher when a student is disobedient. I want to see a father or a mother when the child is very disobedient, how they address that student or that child. The mother is angry, how does it address the child? Or the father is angry, how does he address the child? Here Allah is not addressing the Anbiya. Here Allah is not addressing the pious servants. Allah is not addressing people who have done good deeds. Allah is addressing sinners like you and I, my dear respected brothers. And what he says, Ya Ibadi, O my servants, O my bondsmen, who have done wrong upon your own soul by making guna against me. You're not harming me, you're harming yourself. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't lose hope in my mercy. You come to me and I will forgive you. You come to me and I will forgive you. Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has written that when Allah Ta'ala took Iblis out of Jannah, Iblis said, I will attack human beings from four sides. Baini aidihim from front, min khalfihim from the back, one aimanihim from the right, and one shamalihim from the left. So angels, out of concern for human beings, they went to Allah. Oh Allah, if Shaitan is going to attack human beings from four sides, how is he going to save himself from Shaitan? So Allah Ta'ala replied to them and said, there are two other avenues which I have kept open. There are two avenues, oh my malaika, I have still kept open. One is from the bottom and one is from the top. When he goes down in sijda asking of me, that particular place I have not left open for Shaitan. And when he gets up from sijda and he turns up towards the heaven and say, Ya Allah, you forgive me. And that particular avenue I have not left open for Shaitan, I have left it to myself. So those two avenues Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept open. My dear respected brothers, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when Qarun, we know the incident, Qarun was so against Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he got a woman to falsely accuse Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam of committing adultery with him, with her. Then at that particular time when she came in front of the public gathering to repeat that accusation, she then spoke the truth. So Musa alayhi salam became so angry. He made dua to Almighty Allah, "Oh Allah, let the earth swallow Karun." So the earth started swallowing Karun up to his ankles. Then Karun realized what has happened, so he started pleading with Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam made dua to Almighty Allah, "Oh Allah, swallow him even more. Tell the earth to swallow him even more. Tell the knees, tell the chest, tell the neck," right up till he was swallowed and destroyed. After this happened, Allah Ta'ala told Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, "Oh Musa, if he had asked me once, I would have forgiven him. They are better than Harun. If he asked me once, Musa alayhi salam," Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam one day went to make dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rain. Allah Ta'ala revealed to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, "Oh Musa, I will not accept your dua. You can make how much dua you want for rain, because in your gathering there is someone who has committed such sin. Until he doesn't depart the gathering, Allah will not bring down rain." This particular person realized it was him because he has committed guna and sin. So he made dua to Almighty Allah. "Wallah, if I remove myself now, then I would be embarrassed in front of the people. People will know I'm the person. Wallah, you forgive me. I promise I will not go back to this guna and sin. I will not go back to this guna and sin." So then Allah Ta'ala sent down rain. Musa alayhi salam said, "Ya Allah, you said you're not going to give us rain until that person remove himself. No one removed himself when you send down rain." So Allah Ta'ala said, "Oh Musa, he asked for forgiveness. He made tawbah and I accepted his forgiveness." Musa alayhi salam said, "Oh Allah, tell me who that person is. Oh Allah, tell me who that person is." You know what Allah replied? "Oh Musa, when he was sinful, I concealed his secret. Now when he made tawbah, do you expect me to reveal his secret? When he made guna, I left him. I didn't make mention of it to you. Now when he made tawbah, do you expect me to reveal him? I will not reveal him." This is my Allah, my dear respected brothers. Baza baza harache hasti baza. Dar kafiro gabro but parasti baza. Dar e dargae ma dargae no me dinis. Sat bar agar tawbah shakisti baza. Turn towards Almighty Allah. Turn towards Almighty Allah. Make a firm condition that inshallah, wallah, I won't go back to evil. I will now inshallah comply with your commands and I will remain firm upon trying to endeavor to try and please you, ya Allah. If afterwards it happens, then go back again to Almighty Allah. The poet said, even if you break your tawbah 100 times, come back to Allah. Come back to Allah, even if you break your tawbah. But at least at the time of tawbah, don't have that thought. Afterwards, if it happens, inshallah, go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me conclude with the Sheikh Sadi rahmatullahi alayhi has made mention. Sheikh Sadi rahmatullah alayhi has made mention of a person who made ibadat for 30 years. For 30 years he made ibadat. He made tahajjud every night. After 30 years he heard a voice telling him that your 30 years of ibadat is not accepted by Allah. 30 years of ibadat is not accepted by Allah. Because you didn't do it correctly, you didn't have the required sincerity, you didn't have the required devotion. He continued making dua and he continued making wuzu, read tahajjud the first night. Second night he heard the same voice. The third night he heard the same voice. He continued. He still went to tahajjud. He still made his wuzu. Still went to read tahajjud. The person who was putting water for his wuzu, he couldn't take it. Hazrat, if Allah didn't accept your tahajjud for 30 years, where is Allah going to accept it now? Go and sleep. Why must you waste your time? Why must you make effort? So he turned around and he said, even if Allah rejects me and turns me away from his door, show me another door that I can go and knock on. Even if Allah turned me away, I'm going to come back again to the door of Allah. Even if he had to chase me away, I got no other door to go to. Show me another door that I can go to. So Sheikh Sadi rahmatullah alayhi says, Kabulas agarche hunar nested, kejuz ma panah digar nested. At that particular time, the sound came. The sound that all the time saying your 30 years of ibadah is not accepted. Now the sound changed. Now the sound came and said, Allah Ta'ala has accepted your ibadat. Even if it was not worthy of acceptance, by the statement of yours, that there is no other door to turn but the door of Allah. Brothers, you and I in a similar situation. If Allah Ta'ala were to deal with us in accordance with our worth, if Allah Ta'ala were to deal with us in accordance with Allah's favors to us and our attitudes towards Allah, then we have got no chance. This is why I heard Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali one day in Newtown Masjid, he gave this bayan and he said, ask Allah for fazl, don't ask Allah for adl. Ask Allah, oh Allah, don't treat us with justice. From you, we don't want justice. You have commanded us to make justice amongst our people, amongst ourselves, we will try our utmost to do justice. But oh Allah, when you deal with us, don't deal with us with justice. Deal with us with compassion. When you deal with us, don't deal with us with anything. Brothers, when Allah is so merciful, can we then disobey Allah? I'm asking the question, can we disobey Allah when Allah Ta'ala opens up the doors of forgiveness for us in such a way? No, my brothers, let us all repeat and let us conclude by saying, oh Allah, we ask for forgiveness.